One of the many sectors of the economy that is getting hit especially hard is the restaurant industry. In normal times, Americans were spending roughly as much at restaurants each year as they were at grocery stores. Our economics correspondent Paul Solman looks at how this is affecting a few restaurants in the greater Washington, D.C. area. His report is part of our regular series, Making Sense.
We let go of all of our hourly employees. It was horrible. It was one of the hardest things I've had to do in my life.
John Williams owns Whitlow's, a bar and grill in Arlington, Virginia, not far from the NewsHour, that's been closed since mid-March.
The hardest thing is letting all these people who've busted their butts for you for years and just being like, I gotta let you go. I can't do this. I can't keep the train going forward with everybody on it. And that sucks.
Williams, whose brother works at the NewsHour, now serves only non-paying customers.
I got one dish.
His former employees.
That's for you, buddy. I ordered like eggs and milk and bread and stuff, just the basics, so they can, you know, so they can get by. And we'll just distribute that out to everybody every week. I mean, it's something.
The pandemic has closed restaurants here, there, and everywhere. Since March 1st, the industry, which employs 16 million Americans, about 10% of the workforce, has axed 3 million jobs and counting. Most restaurants expect more layoffs this month. Catherine McGee has been a bartender for 12 years. The mom of two lost her job at Whitlow's last month.
I don't have a salary. I can't get sick leave or vacation pay. We make all of our money off of cash tips. So it's a huge blow monetarily when you're told one day you just can't work. How do you pay for rent? How do you pay your bills? How do you pay for your car? If you have to use your car, how do you pay for your kids?
For 22-year-old Brianna Euler, a Whitlow's server, her job wasn't the only thing she lost.
One of my family members were laid off as part of the pandemic. They were for like a big company, and they're laying off a bunch of workers because it's slow. And so my whole family lost their health insurance also. That's probably the craziest part of all of this, is to lose your health insurance in the middle of a worldwide pandemic where people like definitely need health insurance if things were to go wrong.
The financial aid bill signed into law last Friday will offer some relief. $600 a week in federal unemployment to restaurant workers to supplement state benefits. For the restaurants themselves, small business loans with forgiveness provisions.
That's going to save our business, and it's going to save, I know, lots of other businesses. I mean, I slept this weekend for the first time because I was up all night all last week just trying to figure everything out. And on Friday, you know, there was a glimmer of hope. Those loans are going to keep everybody going. And that's going to put food on everyone's table, including mine.
How long can you stay out of business before you don't have a business?
I don't know. I don't know how long I can.
Andy Shalal owns 7 Busboys and Poets restaurants in the Washington, D.C. area.
In the hospitality industry, very thin margins. And so you're basically skating by during the wintertime. And you're hoping that the spring will make up for the difference of what you lost during the winter. This is the worst time ever. I mean, it's no exaggeration that we may have 30% or up to 50% of restaurants will not be able to come back.
Busboys and Poets is still open for takeout, but Shalal's had to lay off 90% of his staff, some 500 people, including event specialist Brandy Jackson, who quickly applied for unemployment insurance, was sent the wrong forms, called to get the right ones.
The first time I was on hold for about 4.5 hours before I got disconnected. I started over. The second time I was on for about 5-ish hours. I haven't had any luck getting through to this day. This is my 4th day calling.
So if you're not getting unemployment yet, obviously, and you can't even get on the rolls yet, how are you going to survive?
The good thing is that at least for my rent in my building has been pushed back, and I did receive one last paycheck from Busboys. So right now, that is all I have. And I mean, if we could just be total honest, that's not going to last me more than after this week, after groceries.
Owner Shalal says he's waiting on details to determine if government aid will be enough to save his business.
You still have your rent, you still have your electricity, you still have your taxes, you still have all these other things that continue and don't stop. We pay yesterday's bills with today's revenue. And if today's revenue stops, that avalanche of payables is relentless. If we're talking 4 weeks, we're probably okay. If we're talking much more than that, all bets are off.
David Guas closed Bayou Bakery in Arlington this week, laying off all but four of his 23 employees. But the New Orleans native is still cooking. Guas teamed up with nonprofit Real Food for Kids to give away free healthy meals to children in the neighborhood and others in need.
We had one targeted school that's about five blocks away from us, Key Elementary. I have at least six or seven of my staff whose kids go to Key Elementary who are on the reduced meal programs and the free meal programs. So I'm staring at who's going to be affected. I've got plenty of big pots, you know, from all my crawfish boils. So I set up all the propane tanks outside and started just cooking.
Decorated takeout bags no longer used for orders now adorn Guas's windows. And this week, Shalal helped paint the windows of his shuttered restaurants.
The sidewalks are generally empty, but when people walk around, they feel like they're just kind of in a daze. And sometimes you need to have some joy, some interruption that is positive in your day as you're walking to see some beauty or some message that is inspiring.
For the PBS NewsHour, this is correspondent Paul Salmon, still reporting from home.